school's over. Got summer school, of course. And I'm here to tell you, like, there's actual way it works in school. Everyone's like, oh no, it's perfectly fine. Teachers and parents make it sound like it's the best time. You get a bunch of friends. It's total bullshit. The real one, sorry, I haven't really think this out. The real truth, I guess you could say, about school is that it's kind of like cues, like social cues and stuff. So when you come in school, if you like are teacher's pet, then you're usually not going to be liked in the classroom. Unless you're a funny teacher's pet, then maybe. Because there's this one kid, I'm not going to say his name, but he was a teacher's pet, but he was funny. And like sometimes we just laugh, so people tolerated him. But there's also others teacher's pet where they just sat in the back and did everything and answered all the questions, and no one really talked to him or even talked. Yeah, I guess you could say that. But everyone has their cue. You have the boys, the jock boys, the outcast boys, the popular boys, as you can say. But you also have the girls, the preppy girls, the 8th grade girls, the 7th grade girls, the 6th grade girls. Same thing with boys, 7th grade boys, 8th grade boys, 6th grade boys. And how this works in my school, and yeah, how it works is that, so if you're in 6th grade, you're basically fresh meat, where if you usually have the biggest ego, yeah, I made it to 6th grade, I'm better than all the 5th of kindergartners or pre-K. Yeah, no. They think they're the total shit, and they want to fight every single person, and they cuss 24/7. I know I just said, like, shit in that sentence, but, like, I'm a 7th grader, what do you expect? 8th grader, hopefully. And, I usually only talk to here when I, feel really bad about myself. I want to cry myself to sleep. And I have so many quotes I make. Like, I'm surprisingly good at writing when I'm in this slump, but usually doesn't help my mental health. But there's one of my quotes I made was, I don't know if it was like maybe 4 meters from that, but like, you tie a noose around my neck and watch me smile. Ooh, what was the noise? Oof. It's just my dog in the other room. Yeah. And now back to my school thing. So, and then 7th graders, you're basically attacked both by 8th graders and 6th graders. 6th graders want to fight you, but right when you fight back, oh my god, the 7th grader hit me, I'm an innocent 6th grader. It's bullshit. And 8th grader, you're basically the boss of the whole school. You can go down to a 6th grader and look down at them and be like, my seat, and then like get up and walk away. Something like that. And then 7th grader, you can pick on 7th graders. But noted, when you're a 7th grader, you don't want to pick on anybody. And I am not racist in the slightest way. But once you get one black girl to not like you, they're like a pack of hyenas. They spread things. And I was bullied to the point where this 8th grader, 8th graders should know better, but they're 8th graders, what do you expect? 8th grader threw bread at my head. She took a bread and like balled it in like a little ball, you know, and it's like compressed. And then she threw it at my head and it like exploded. And none of the teachers didn't do shit. You know why? Their back was turned. sucks. It's like, all the stuff that happens to kids always happens when the teacher's back's turned. And 95% of the time, it's usually the kid's fault. Because, oh my god, they hit me first, oh my god. And sometimes, like, the bad kids have, like, a good reputation with the teachers. And they'll be like, they hit me, and oh my god, she said the F word. I remember one time, and I was sat in the back of the classroom, and then I think I was, like, putting on makeup because, like, it was coming off, and, like, and then some kid yelled, saying, Mara's putting on makeup, and I'm sitting here, like, yes, my name's Mara. If you knew, I figured that out, you can already see it. Mara's putting on makeup, and everyone starts laughing, and not pointing, but, like, snickering and looking at each other and whispering in each other's ears. You know, like, one of those CMVs, or, like, that loser, blah, 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 like that. And I'm like, dude, in 95% of the girl class, I am sure they put on makeup, and that's what gets me so mad. So, yeah. And one time at lunch, one of my friends, I guess you could say friends, one of my associates, was sitting with me and sat in this other kid's seat. And the kid walks over and is like, you're in my seat. And he's like, well, I got here first. The rule is that if you place your book bag down and then go in line to get lunch because of school lunch, you can come back, and if someone's in your seat, you can make the move. But if they're there before you put your bag down, they're allowed to sit there and you cannot make the move. And so what he did is, he's like, you can't, this is my scene. He's like, well, you weren't here before me, blah, blah, blah. And then he, like, puts him in a headlock and drags him out of the seat. But his foot is caught on, like, the metal part that connects the seat to the table. Because apparently that's a thing. And he's, like, trying to pull him off the seat, and he can't. And he's grabbing what's in front of him with, like, Happy Tree juice boxes. And he's smashing on the table out of instinct. The other kid's gripping his hair and ripping him off the other kid. And I'm standing up yelling, what the teachers? How do you not see this? And they're all in the center table in the middle of our cafetorium. And they're just chatting away until I'm finally screaming, what the are you guys doing? You all need to do, look at this, dude. And then, yeah. And there's this other time when my friend Jean, and he got yogurt all over me, but that's something else. And, yeah. That was exciting. And Jean got suspended for a week, of course, the kid who choked him out. And, yeah. By the way, he said I can say his name on this podcast. So, get all out of the way. So, yeah. I guess this is the end of the episode. This is episode 2. Goodbye.